Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. If you have allergies, bad odors, or damp smells, you need the Thunderstorm. Go to EdenPure.com and put in code HOWIE10 to save $10 plus free shipping. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
There's always like some boogeyman it's got to be, or whether it's, you know, Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton or whatever. It's got to be a boogeyman. So now Critical Race Theory is a new boogeyman.
Boogeyman.
Boogie.
I'm quite sure.
It's terrifying.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
That's one of the fallacies of Republican talking points that has been deeply disturbing. No one has ever objected to having to prove who you are to vote. It's been part of our nation's history since the inception of voting.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've developed a device for traveling through time, which I call a time machine.
Voters without a driver's license or state ID must surrender their personal information and risk identity theft just to receive an absentee ballot. And then there are the 200,000 Georgia voters who don't have either ID.
But I know I'm gonna change that tune.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome back to the Howie Carr Show. We're broadcasting live here this Friday afternoon, the last Friday of spring. Father's Day is Sunday. Happy Father's Day to everyone, whether you're a father or not. And come on down to the 110 Grill in Woburn, and you can get a free one of my books. You can have your picture taken with me and Grace. We have professional photographers here. It's free. If you want, you can take a selfie with me. We've got all kinds of stuff. We're going to give away a VIP experience later in the day. 844-500-4242.
Hey, yes, Howie, Grace. Can we change Father's Day to Non-Birthing Parents Day?
Well, I thought mothers were non-birthing parents.
No, mothers are non-birthing.
Oh, they're birthing. Oh, I got it. Non-birthing. Happy non-birthing parent.
Thank you. That's the woke way to do it.
That's true. You're right.
By the way, everyone who's here and who is getting
please don't cancel me for saying Father's Day.
You're canceled. You're officially done. You were canceled a long time ago. I don't know if you know that, Howie. You were one of the first people to ever get canceled. Guys, if you got your picture by John McCosh, who's our fabulous photographer, grab one of his cards and he'll put those photos up on the site on Monday. So make sure you do that.
All right. And we got a lot planned here for this hour. The first thing I should, people are texting in and they want to know more about this story that I just mentioned with Mr. Garcia for the federal employees. This is from Forbes magazine, which is used to be like a legitimate business magazine, but it's now a far left website. So, I think when they're talking about the number of days off the federal employees have, that you can probably trust them on this, Forbes magazine. With Juneteenth now being in a new federal holiday, this makes 44 days off, paid days off for the average federal employee annually, which is nearly nine full weeks of paid time off each year. Who do these people think they are, Massachusetts state judges? Okay, so before Thursday, when the bill was signed, which Donald Trump, by the way, tried to get through the Congress last year, but they stopped it because they didn't want him to get credit for it.
Yeah, they didn't want him to keep winning.
Right. Right. Oddly, that was never mentioned on any of the newscasts last night, was it? Funny how that works. Before Thursday, federal employees received pay for 10 federal holidays, 13 sick days, and 20 vacation days per year on average. Okay, so there it is. And that's nothing compared to Massachusetts state judges, though, with all their study time and their grievance days and their professional conferences and all that. The average judge in Massachusetts before the panic worked 35 weeks a year. 35 weeks.
What do you think you do?
I think I work about 50 weeks here.
I was going to say closer to like 51.
Yeah, 50. Well, I take the 1 week off between Christmas and New Year's, and then I take a day off here and there. I'm going to take off the Independence Day. And before that, it was the day it was when I got sick in 11 weeks ago. I was out on a Friday.
I remember. I was like, damn, he is 1 week due, taking the day off, taking the slide.
401 says, with Juneteenth, my wife now gets 53 days off a year, and she works for the federal government. All right. 844-500-4242. 617 says, I know you guys make fun of Grace, but I've read her stuff. She is no dummy. Yeah, she's no dummy. She just did it. She did okay. I gave her the numbers test off the air.
It was just the pressure, you know, the hot lights on me that got me nervous.
She was okay till she got to 64, which should have been 65.
Why don't you just lie for me one time? Damn it.
844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. I just have to say one thing here, just one media reference today. This is really outrageous. There's this thing. You hear me talk about it sometimes. We file these things called FOIAs, Freedom of Information Act, a FOIA request. That's when a state or a federal or a municipal agency refuses to turn over documents, and they have to under the public records laws. So we file at the Herald or at the Howie Carr Show, we file FOIA requests.
Actually, just to give people a reference, a very recent FOIA request was the Dr. Fauci email dump. That was all things that the Washington Post and BuzzFeed had FOIA'd.
Right.
So a lot of good stories come out of FOIAs, things that you want to know.
Right. And another local example would be Joel Devine, the state trooper who was arrested down in Attleboro. And we FOIA'd the request from the district court, the police report on his domestic abuse arrest. And that's up on the website. So that we get stuff. That's the way we get stuff. And now, though, the alt-left, the mainstream media, is angry because citizens are using FOIA requests to get information on critical race theory. It's really amazing. So a reporter from a quote-unquote reporter named, what's this woman? Do you know who this woman is? Brandy Zadrozny? Brandy, you're a fine girl?
Yeah.
I don't think she's any relation to Brandy, you're a fine girl from The Looking Glass, 1972, top 10 hit. Brandy Zadrozny is very angry because conservative parents are using it.
They're pouncing and they're seizing on the FOIAs.
I don't want to put foils. She calls them foils rather than FOIAs. I don't want to put foils in a bad light, right? Freedom of information laws are wonderful things. But in fact, it is in fact a target of national and just hyper and fast-growing local organizations to use onerous public record requests. Onerous. It's public, okay? They have to turn it over. That's not onerous. So she files, she's talking about a woman in Nevada that's with the Family Alliance. So she files these onerous FOIA requests, gets them, and then translates them in a way that's just not correct or accurate in a way to suggest that, again, the school board is coming for your children and teachers are specifically teaching kindergartners, white kindergartners, that they're somehow oppressive. So onerous FOIA requests, school board meetings being showing up in mass and yelling at school board members. All this is sort of a tactic.
Well, you know what the funny thing is, though? And there's a few silver linings of all this remote learning. And one thing I think really bothers teachers is that parents were able to listen to what their kids were being taught. And I think that it motivated a lot of parents to start going to these school board meetings and speaking up about some of this stuff. And now right. They don't like it because they feel like they're breathing down our necks and asking for all this information. It's like, well, you know, it had to come to an end eventually.
I read this morning, Grace, and my blood pressure went up. And I called the editor of the Herald, Joe Dwinell, and I said, I think it's time to file a whole new bunch of FOIA requests. So we filed for all the double pensions under the same name. And then we filed for all the dishonorable discharges of the state police since we had so much fun with the list we got earlier in the week. So we filed for the last two previous years.
That could be a fun. That could be a fun and
then
Friday.
And then we filed for the actual report on the guy who was arrested for his quote inappropriate text messages, which, from what we hear, were very inappropriate. Parental discretion advised. So, I thank MSNBC for getting me excited in filing multiple requests.
For motivating you. You know what? You have Police Blotter Facts Friday. Maybe I'll start doing FOIA Fridays on my show.
FOIA Fridays. And you know, the thing is, they don't even cooperate with us that much. They have 10 days to file the FOIA requests. And they have 10 days to respond, I should say. At the end of 10 days, they haven't responded. So finally we say, we're going to appeal to the Secretary of State. The Secretary of State rules in favor of the reporter and forwards it to the Attorney General of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, Mara Holden Healy. Do you know what she does?
Redacts.
She does nothing. She does nothing almost every time. So we're finally forced to start writing these blind item columns again, because we know in a lot of cases what's in the report. We just need them out there on the. So we're learning a lot here. But you know, it's great that they loved filing FOIA requests against Donald J. Trump,
yeah,
didn't they?
Did.
Oh, they couldn't get enough of the FOIA requests. Now it's onerous. It's an onerous burden on public agencies to fight for conservatives or Republicans or parents.
Now that the FOIA request actually will come up with some real news, they don't want them anymore.
No. Well, but thanks for inspiring me to do more FOIA requests. 844-500-4242. I have a read here I got to do. 844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. And I just got when I stopped in the office today, I got something great in the mail. And you know what it was? It was my new shipment of Super Beats Memory and Focus Chews.
I'll be using some of those, please.
That's because you never know when you're going to have to do the Montreal Cognitive Association
test. It sneaks up
again.
On you. You never expect
and
it.
You want to be prepared for the Montreal Cognitive Association test. Just ask Joe Biden. Assessment test, excuse me. If you could support your overall cognitive health with a convenient, daily, delicious chew, why wouldn't you? That's why I take the Super Beats Memory and Focus Chews. I took one right before I came up here to Woburn today. From the makers of Super Beats Heart Chews, Memory and Focus is their newest product to help promote brain blood flow and support your overall cognitive health. Research has shown that by promoting blood flow, you can support cardiovascular and cognitive health. Combining clinically studied ingredients unique to this product, Super Beats Memory and Focus promotes brain blood flow, supports memory, alertness, and helps support reduced perceptions of mental fatigue. Super Beats Memory and Focus supports brain health two ways, by promoting blood flow and supporting healthy levels of BDNF. BDNF is a key neuroprotein. It's essential to sustaining memory, learning, and higher thinking as we age. Just ask Joe Biden. And like other memory and like other Super Beats products, Super Beats Memory and Focus was crafted under the careful guidance of scientists and features clinically studied key ingredients. It's the only cognitive chew of its kind. Do what I did and support your brain health and cognitive performance with Super Beats Memory and Focus. Get your Super Beats Memory and Focus today at superbeatsradio.com/Howie. And when you buy two bags, they'll throw in the third one for free. That's superbeatsradio.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Fighting the fake news, one former Democrat stenographer with a press pass at a time. It's Howie Carr.
He regret it to his dying day, if ever he lives that long.
Howie Carr is back.
All right. Go ahead, Grace.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Howie Carr Show. Happy Father's Day weekend. Just wanted to give a quick shout out to my dad. He listens all the time. He buys all of our products, and he's just a wonderful person. So I just wanted to wish my dad a happy Father's Day because I know he's listening.
413. Damn, I missed the Super Beats at the VIP yesterday. That's from Rambo 413. He was there with Christ.
Yes, he brought us some orange soda and some root beer. I don't think we had any in the studio yesterday, though.
I know. 844-500-4242-917. And remember, we're all in this together, except for when it comes to FOIA requests. I never thought FOIA requests would be like an ideological split, a partisan divide.
Everything is now. The second they think something can be used against them, they don't like it.
I thought we wanted transparency in government. You know, open records disinfects all. You know, there's all these stupid cliches. You know, democracy dies in darkness. All the news that fits. You know, I would think they would be happy that more people have discovered the benefits of the Freedom of Information Act.
The onerous FOIAs.
I know. What a great word. Onerous.
And it's also like, if you guys are so proud of critical race theory, then why don't you just send this stuff out? What's the big deal? Right. Why do you care if people want to know more about it? If it's so wonderful, let's learn more about it.
Right. Well, it was like apparently those Boston school committee texts, you know, between the two women that were talking about the Westy Whiteys and
yes.
all that. I mean, someone filed a FOIA, the Herald and the Globe filed both of them for those, and they held them for months. They refused to release them. Again, this is the way it works. Today's poll question is brought to you by the Eden Pure BioSpeed Clean Vacuum Cleaner. Get this high-quality vacuum cleaner for a fraction of the price of competitors with code word HOWIECLEAN and save $20 plus free shipping at EdenPure.com. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Should Joe Biden take the Montreal Cognitive Assessment Test?
He certainly should, yes.
98% say yes.
All right. 844-500-4242. 617 says, in Rhode Island, the school districts are labeling the FOIA as racist. I don't know if he's joking or not, but I wouldn't be surprised if he's telling the truth. I mean, this is one of those things, like, for your questions, Grace. Is this a true statement or not? I'll bet.
Woke or joke.
If they're not claiming they're racist yet, they will be doing it soon enough. 844-500-4242. Officer Mark says, as your official bagman, do I get a paid holiday for Juneteenth? We'll work on that. Maybe you can negotiate it in your next union contract. The International Brotherhood of Bagmen. 844-500-4242. I want to play a cut here. This is Alejandro Mayorkas. He's the the Secretary of Homeland Security. And Ralph Norman, a congressman, I assume he's Republican, he asked Mayorkas a great question yesterday. Cut 10.
The Border Patrol agents we talk with, you know why they're demoralized? They're changing diapers. And you will not take the necessary steps to stop it. You can say you are. But in the 74-page budget this administration's put out, you know how many times border is mentioned? Not once. You know how many times climate is mentioned? 54 times. It's not a priority. I'm just telling you, this is a crisis.
And his response was, humana, humana, humana. Here's Senator John Kennedy, Republican Louisiana, on President the president of China. Cut 3.
President Xi, who runs China, is a gangster. He's right out of Goodfellas. If you turn the other cheek to President Xi, he'll just stab you in the neck.
Stab you in the neck. 857, can someone use FOIA to find out who killed Ashley Babbitt? Well, what they're going to say is the investigation is continuing. That's another reason they say claim that they can't give you documents. The state police say that locally in Massachusetts. The FBI said that when they were trying to investigate the Russian collusion hoax.
Yeah, that's a Christopher Wray favorite.
Yes, the investigation continues, right?
That's still under investigation, okay? It's sensitive information.
Right, and then when you ask for a crazy incident report, they say, that's domestic abuse. We can't give you a domestic abuse report. All right, we'll be right back. We'll take your calls, 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Howie Carr Show. Howie is here, and he's ready to take some calls.
Yeah, we're just taking pictures during the breaks, and if anybody wants to give us a call, we're going to take some calls this segment, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. It's great to be here at the 110 Grill in Woburn. If you're in your car and you're on 128 and you're in the area, come on by. We're giving away free books for Father. You can use them for Father's Day or for anything else, and you can enter to win a VIP experience at the Howie Carr Show for two. That's a $300 value. We got a lot going on here. 844-500-4242. Let's take Lee. You're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Lee.
Yeah, I wish I was there. Happy Father's Day.
Hey, I was thinking with federal
employees getting 50 days off and state employees getting more, no wonder it's onerous to pull a FOIA thing. There's never anybody in the office to do it.
I know. You know, the thing is, I mean, some of these agencies have been basically closed down for more than a year. I don't know if you saw the story in the Herald today that Kim Janey, the acting mayor of Boston since Marty Walsh became the labor secretary, she ordered a big union to come back to work and just said, you have to come back to work. And, Lee, can you guess what happened?
They didn't go.
They immediately filed a lawsuit. They say it's still dangerous to come back to work. Dangerous. You know, I mean, we're all out here not wearing masks. It is so absurd. I mean, you don't get to take the rest of your life off. I'm sorry. It's ridiculous. Thanks for the call, Lee. 844-500-4242. It's so predictable. You know, they've gotten used to not doing anything for the last year, and they've rented all these places like Lombardo's in Randolph for $100,000 a month to take the place of the regular courthouses, and you know, you go in there a lot of the time, and there's nobody in there except a couple of court officers. The judges aren't working. A lot of the court officers aren't working. The clerk magistrates, not all of them. But, you know, sometimes they're only coming in 2-3 days a week. This has been going on for 16 months.
I know, and it's sad because Lombardo's, the reason they're even doing that is because the state really ruined businesses, really ruined business for them for, you know, they're coming back now. But they're big businesses, weddings. They throw beautiful, fun weddings and events and proms and dances. And we couldn't do that for a full year.
Yeah. So we have some new Biden cuts here that we'll play.
Oh, boy.
And Taylor, did anyone ask him when he plans to take the Montreal cognitive? No. Assessment? No, I guess not. All right. Cut 35, please.
600,000 Americans dead from COVID. More than every death in World War I, World War II, Vietnam, and 9/11 combined.
What is this world war that he keeps talking about? Is this some kind of tariff dispute between nations? World war.
But also, what's up with having to compare everything? You know what I mean? Like, make these comparisons. He brings up the Civil War every other day. It's like, just stop with that.
That's the last one he fought in.
Very true, Taylor. Can
we go over to some of the statistics on who was actually dying? I gotta just read this a little bit here before we play some more cuts. This was an American Thinker today. The reported coronavirus deaths in the U.S. now stand at 600,000. The population of the U.S. is approximately 330 million. This is Ron Ross in the American Thinker. When you divide deaths by population, the number is less than 0.2%. As catastrophes go, that is a relatively small number. There is a wide disparity of coronavirus deaths among age groups. You know this, but he's just going over it in a pretty easy to understand fashion. That fact has been deliberately ignored by the authorities and the media. 80% of all deaths have occurred in the over 65 population, even though that age group only accounts for 16% of the total population. The number of deaths among the over 65 population is 465,000. Dividing the deaths by that population gives you a probability of 0.0089%, or 0.9%. The number of COVID deaths in the 49 and younger group is 27,000. The total number of Americans in that age group is 233 million. Again, dividing the deaths by the corresponding population gives you a probability of 0.00011, or 0.01%. 0.01% chance of death if you're under the age of 49. A probability that small is often described as not significantly different from zero. Comparing the young and old age groups reveals that the 49 and under age group's risk of COVID deaths is 90 times less than the 65 and older age groups. There has been virtually no difference in policies in regard to various age groups. It has been the costliest application of a one-size-fits-all approach ever. There would have been far fewer deaths and much less disruption of our lives if the bulk of the attention had been focused on the over 65 age groups. Masks were unnecessary for anyone 50 or younger. Last paragraph. If health officials and the media had acted responsibly, they would have informed the public about these probabilities. They haven't even tried because their objective has been to raise anxiety, not reduce it. Politicians and public health officials have a very low estimate of the intelligence of the general public and an extremely high and unjustified estimate of their own intelligence. They believe their deliberate concealment of the facts is admirable. So let's go back to Joe Biden now that you've heard it. Cut 33.
The new variant will leave unvaccinated people even more vulnerable than they are a month ago.
Than they are a month ago or a month ago. Let's hear that one again. I'm unclear about the time frame here.
The new variant will leave unvaccinated people even more vulnerable than they are a month ago.
Than they are a month ago. Shouldn't that be a past tense rather than the present tense if we're referring to a month ago? Cut 34.
Could the Delta variant force us back into lockdown?
I don't think so because so many people have already been vaccinated. But with the Delta variant, it can cause more people to die in areas where people have not been vaccinated. Where people have gotten the two shots, the Delta variant is highly unlikely to result in anything other than, I mean, it's, the existing vaccines are very effective. So, no, it's not a lockdown, but some areas will be very hurt.
Mr. President, I'm going to ask you to count backwards by seven, starting at 100. Take your time.
Yeah, but I'm kind of, honestly, Howie, I'm kind of glad that he's saying that the double variant, it's more the mainstream media right now that is just every, you know, they murder hornets, Delta strain, double variants. Like, I feel like they've never been this eager to depress people.
Don't forget mutants.
Mutants and, yeah, it's like, ugh, shut up.
But it's, you know, summer starts on Sunday, Father's Day. And Joe Biden, he can't be gloomy Gus, a nervous Nelly all the time. Cut 31.
We're heading into a very different summer compared to last year. A bright summer. Prayfully a summer of joy. But as I promised you from the beginning, I'll always give it to you straight. The good, the bad, and the truth.
Who's playing the truth? We know who the good is and the bad is, but who's playing the truth in this remake of the Clint Eastwood classic? 844-500-4242. 8002 says, remember that the education industrial complex discourages anyone from understanding numbers. So all these statistics that you were speaking of go right over everyone's head, especially the women's, and I am a woman. Well, there we go. 844-500-4242. Steve, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Steve.
Howie, you gave the number of weeks that federal employees go in each year now?
Yes.
But you said they work a certain number of weeks. That's very different than going in a certain number.
Excuse me, Steve. I stand corrected. They always used to say there's a big difference in government between a job and work. They are not synonyms. And thank you for pointing that out, Steve. You are absolutely correct. Thanks. Ox, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Ox.
Hey, Howie, how you doing? Hey, I got a question. Actually, it's not a question. It's pretty much, I love all these billion-dollar companies that are now all of a sudden losing money because they don't know how to keep their mouths shut. Don't know how to keep mouths shut because they're saying three little words. I hate America. Now, like, Coca-Cola companies losing money. You got Victoria's Secret. You got CBS, CNN, and all these guys. Well, and the last question. Last question. Do you have an interpreter for Joe Biden?
No, we don't have an interpreter. They do have a person, a stenographer, I guess you'd call her or him, who transcribes what Joe Biden says. But oftentimes, when you read the White House transcripts of what he said, it doesn't really match up with what you heard him say a few minutes or a few hours earlier.
Yeah, they have an edit section.
By the way, speaking of Coca-Cola, as Ox was just doing, there's an interesting story in the Powerline blog. There's one of the big stakeholders, stockholders in Coca-Cola, has sent an ominous letter to Coca-Cola. As you know, their general counsel, who is now their former general counsel, although I think he's still being paid millions of dollars, he announced that they were only going to use law firms that had over 30 or 50% black representation. And so this letter was sent out to the CEO and I think the board of directors of Coca-Cola, and it said, we as stockholders believe that this racist letter, which is a violation of constitutional rights, 14th Amendment rights, Equal Opportunity Employment Act, et cetera, is going to expose all of us stockholders to extreme legal and financial liability. And we are telling you that you have 10 days to change this policy and make it known to us that you are not going to racially discriminate against law firms or anybody else who does business with Coca-Cola.
Well, that's similar to what Mayor Lori Lightfoot was doing, where she said, I'm only going to allow, was it black journalists to interview her?
Right, or non-white journalists.
Non-white journalists. And she's been getting some lawsuits, too.
Yeah. I know. 844-500-4242. We'll take some more calls when we come back. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to the Howie Carr Radio Network.
Leave the gun. Take the cannoli.
The Howie Carr Show.
I just met some guys from Charlestown. Who they're in-laws of some of the old-time McLaughlin's, Hughes people from Charlestown. You remember Punchy?
Oh yeah, Punchy.
Punchy had a tattoo of a mermaid smoking a cigarette on his arm. You don't see many tattoos like that anymore.
No, You don't. Wonder if he ever wished he hadn't gotten it.
I think he mainly wished he hadn't had his hand shot off by Stevie Fleming.
Yeah, I guess compared to that, the mermaid's not that bad.
844-500-4242. 781, Biden says it's going to be a summer of joy. I can't build my deck since lumber is priced $50 less than gold. I'm drinking Miller High Life because gas is through the roof and my dollar buys jack squat due to inflation. And I'm sanitizing my pool with bleach because I can't find chlorine in America. Joy. But no mean tweets.
Yeah.
Yes, that's what we're all playing. Eastwood played the man with no name. Biden is playing the man with no brain.
Ha, 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 ha.
Bill, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, hi, Howie. Hi. I was just wondering, all these governors who were been giving $1 million and other gifts as incentives for people to get vaccines. Whose money is that? Isn't that our taxpayer money?
Yes, it is. I think it's the COVID relief, the billions and billions that are coming in from the government. Yes, that's exactly where it's coming from. Wouldn't you rather see it going for business relief rather than this silly stuff? These guys got to feel pretty stupid. Like a guy like Charlie Parker, for instance. I mean, he was on TV every day, it seemed like, for 16 months telling people they were going to die. And yet he still can't get 30% of the state to take a vaccine. And of the 70% that took the vaccine, a lot of them are like me. We didn't really want to take it except to just avoid hassles, you know, going back to work or trying to get a flight. I mean, I wonder how many people were actually bought in to this nonsense. It's the people still wearing masks, obviously, which is a number that's declining every day.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call, Bill. Peter, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Peter.
Hey, Howie, nice to talk to you today.
Thanks.
In the spirit of having numbers, I have two numbers I want to share with you. Both are from the CDC's official website, cdc.gov.
Yeah.
For ages 29 and younger, that's ages 0 to 29, the total number of COVID deaths is about 2,700. For that same age group in the same period of time, the total number of deaths for all causes is about 130,000.
Yeah. So what you're saying is you have as the writer put it, you have a chance of death not significantly different than zero. Right? That's what it boils down to. Nothing. And yet Biden is still out there this afternoon trying to scare people. What's the point? 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.